the potential impact on the lives of all of our citizens is enormous. And, of course, you're not getting this story, and you say, that just doesn't make sense. I mean, that couldn't be going on in America, because if it was, why, the government would be there to protect us. Our telephone number, 464-8295, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a question or comment for Dr. Melman. Dr. Melman, why isn't the government protecting us? I thought it was the function of government to protect our health.
Well, so did I, but I'm afraid this is the most unusual case ever seen. This time, there has been total regulatory failure. Never in the history of any carcinogen the government has acted so differently than they do now. One of the reasons is that industry committed a lot of spin doctors, former employees of various federal agencies who sold their soil. You know, they just, for money, they will do anything. Basically, they never had any moral character at all, and now they're doing things and saying things that totally opposite what they did years ago. And they were able to infiltrate their own people on various committees who, you know, spend, which means they disturb, delay. Every time you delay, I mean, you make billions of dollars in profit. 1 year delay can result in a lot of billions of dollars.
And, of course, that would appear to be part of the problem. Now, it was my understanding that the oil company was given several options. One of them was to use gasohol or put alcohol into the gasoline, and the other was to use MTBE. Both of them were to be oxygenators. Is that really the case?
Well, they do have a lot of handy options, and at this time I would not like to comment on anything but MTBE.
All right, fine.
Let me explain to you why. Because they had sufficient amount of time since mid-'80s to test the material and find out if it was dangerous. Well, they did not really want to test that material. What they did is use the laboratories and tests that completely do not prove the safety of MTBE. For example, in 1991 and 92, when they submitted their data to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, I was asked to review as a consultant on these industry-submitted studies for EPA. And at that time, the studies were very few in numbers, and I can give you just a couple of comments. What I had did find is that the studies submitted were biased, totally unsupported by data, and I strongly recommended audit by independent scientists. That was back before they started using it, and after reviewing the number they submitted of industry sponsored studying in MTBE, I found all of them to be deficient and recommended very serious testing. The testing that I recommended was never happened. I mean, this testing, what I suggested, is establish lifetime cancer bioassay and two species with multiple concentration, multi-generational reproductive studies, various other type of tests, including mechanistics and mutagenicity. Today, most of them still were not done.
All right, fine. Our telephone number here, 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we have on the line Peggy from Santa Cruz. Hi, Peggy.
Hi. I have two questions. One is, which states in the northwest part and southwest part of the country do not have oxyfuels or MBTE, and does Hawaii have them?
All right. Which states are using MTBE at the present time?
Or which ones are not is what I want to know.
Okay.
I can't answer which state exactly because during the testimony, the representative from the Methanol Institute out on April 15 said that they have this poison in 48 states. However, I know that Alaska is not using it. Major part of Wisconsin is not using it. Montana kicked that out in certain areas. And only in the limited areas in Pennsylvania it's been used. And it's not being used in North Carolina because they found that it did not reduce carbon monoxide, and it put the citizens of North Carolina at risk of developing cancers. And this is why it's not been used in North Carolina. It's possible that many other states, but I don't have these states or figures. This information should be available.
All right. Anything else, Peggy?
Yes. Do you know any antidotes for the symptoms from these fuels. I'm getting pretty bad symptoms. I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to compensate and feel better.
The only thing, Peggy, that you can do, you'll find if you go away someplace where this fuel is not used, they will disappear. You come back, they will reappear.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have now about 400 cases of individuals that are in the same position as you are. Once they come in contact with the gasoline containing this poison, they get extremely ill. They can't function. My guess is that you have severe headaches and you have all types of problems that you can't
my
function.
Strength, my most unusual symptom is that I feel like blacking out. I feel like somebody's turning the lights off or pulling the plug on me. I just feel like I'm ready to pass out.
That's correct. That's what happens, especially people who drive. You can't drive. You have to stop. And once you stop in one place, you have short-term memory losses, I bet, too.
Yeah.
Difficulty in breathing. You know, just avoid the exposure. Go in a place where you're not exposed, and you'll be surprised how well you breathe.
Oh, I know, but that's pretty impossible to do, living life here.
Now, right, Peggy, I'll tell you what. If you want to get we have the information from Dr. Peter Joseph, who has exactly the same problems you do. He is a professor of radiology physics and radiology back in Pittsburgh, and apparently he just has terrible problems. He goes to adjacent towns where they don't use the MTBE, and he's fine, but they use it in his community, and it's just had disastrous effects on his personal health. What we've got to do, you've got to help us get them to stop using it in the gasoline here, and I hope you'll get in behind Senator Mountjoy and the other responsible senators here who are concerned about the health of the public, and fortunately, even many of the Democrats are on the right side on this issue.
Peggy needs to contact all her elected representatives and urge them to do something about it. And, of course, you can put in certain filters, air filters. And,
First, I probably need to find out where I can go where they're not being used and do my work from there.
Well, that's what a lot of people have done. In fact, I do know about a dozen gas station attendants who quit their jobs because they were suffering so severely they couldn't function. They had to couldn't work with it.
Peggy, if you contact us off the air, we'll let you borrow this material we have from Dr. Joseph, which is very comprehensive and dealing with the medical complications. But the only real thing that you can do is just get away from it. The filters are fine, but you're going to have to drive. You've got to help us to get rid of this, okay?
Right.
Okay, bye-bye, and thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number, once again, 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we're going to have to take our last break for the afternoon. And, of course, we want to mention our four-tape series, The Population Control Agenda. I really think that you need to get that. You need to listen to it and understand that there is a population control agenda, a very real genocidal agenda being carried out throughout the world today. We have our monograph on population control. We have our four-tape series. If you would like to get any of our material on the Tuskegee study, which was, of course, another government study, what they just wanted to see what would happen if you didn't treat black men for their syphilis and then followed them through to autopsy. You need to understand the mental outlook of the government officials responsible for Tuskegee, and even more frightening is the fact that no punishment was ever meted out to these people who allowed these black men to die. Why? We asked that question. And if you get our four-tape series on the Tuskegee study, you will never look at your government through the same eyes again. You can get both the four-tape set on population control agenda, and, of course, along with that, you'll get the monograph. You can get the monograph separately, or you can get the four-tape series on the Tuskegee study. You do that simply by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. And this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Professor Melman, and we're talking about the MTBE that has been used in the gasoline here in California. How long has that actually been used here?
In California, well, MTBE in the U.S. was introduced in the 1970s, and it was used at very low concentration, at approximately 3% by volume, and about 10% of our cars, and it was only used in super gasoline at that time.
All right, but now, of course, it's a much, much higher concentration.
In every motor fuel at between 11% and 16%, which is huge. I mean, now you're using
billions of gallons as compared to very limited amount.
Well, now, basically, the government says that we can have, 60 parts per billion, and then we have to, really, that's the point we ought to worry, if 60 parts per billion.
Oh, that's not correct. Don't believe them. I mean, if you have numbers of 60 parts per billion, and if you calculate risk based on leukemias and lymphomas, you know, at that level, you will have excess debt in California for 32 million people between 256 and 25,000 individuals. These are numbers that are totally unacceptable.
Well, now, what basically is happening to our water supply across California and across America today because of the MTBE?
I think the water supply is heavily contaminated, and the contamination will increase drastically. Many places have measured, and people are still drinking water that contains MTBE.
All right, Bob, somebody's on the line there, if you would, please. Somebody's trying to call in. My producer didn't get that. If you are calling in, please call back, and Bob will pick the line up. So we're seeing all across America contamination in the water supply, and how can we filter this out of the water supply?
Well, you can. That's the problem. It's extremely soluble. It's very difficult to get out, and the lifespan the numbers that I have seen could be as long as many, many years. And you can. You shouldn't really have it. But to begin with, it's something that doesn't belong in anybody's water supply.
Now, what about the story of Santa Monica? I understand that the MTB was in storage tanks. It ate through, or something happened, and it got into the Santa Monica's wells, and Santa Monica's wells have been totally polluted for indefinitely?
Well, it'll be a very long time before you'll be able to drink that water. I would not, under any circumstances, recommend that anyone drinks water with as high as 5 parts per billion, preferentially none, but more. You know, California, the level of exposure, permissible level for benzene is 0.7, less than 1 part per billion. I think that's the level that we need to set for MTBE. Benzene, sometimes it's unavoidable. It's present all over, but MTBE is completely and totally avoidable.
All right, let's go here to Paul from Santa Cruz. Hi, Paul.
Oh, hello. I have some questions for your guest. Is this used in Europe?
The answer is yes. It's used in Europe, and it's used in Mexico now. It's very profitable. Any place that can use it, they will use it.
I see.
I understand they're building in Brazil several major plants to make MTBE, and the executive from oil company was boasting that they make tons of money because of that. It's
yes.
Really profitable.
Can you tell me who invented it?
No, I can't. I don't know exactly who invented it, but it's easy to make in a refinery because it's isobutylene and methanol. So you can make it and you mix it. I don't know who invented it.
And I guess you wouldn't know who has the patents for it.
Well, Arco is the major producer, so I didn't know if they purchased the patent or someone in their laboratory was first to invent and introduced it. I would. That's the company that would know.
I see. And do you know if it was accidentally discovered or specifically designed?
That's a good question. I simply do not know. I can't answer that.
Yes. And I guess the last thing you say, Arco is the inventor, and does that mean that they license it to other corporations?
Well, I don't know if it's patent that's that extent that you can license. A lot of chemical products or licenses. If one company discovers, I can give you a good example, zeolites, which enhance the yield of gasoline, were discovered by Mobil, and they're licensing to different oil companies. It greatly enhances the yield. I don't know if, I really can't answer that. I don't know that answer to this question.
Okay, well, I guess that's it. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much, Paul. Well, Professor Melman, we're just about out of time. We've got maybe 2 or 3 more minutes here. What message would you like to leave with our listeners here on the west coast of California, where, of course, there's just no way to get away from the MTBE because it's in literally all of the fuels and it's in the atmosphere, it's getting into the water supply across our state. What message would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, you know, it reminds me of medical history, and I think the citizens of California should really learn something. You may recall Dr. John Snow, who was a practicing physician in London during the period of cholera epidemic. You know, Snow observed that most Londoners, people in London who were dying from cholera, lived or did business around, I think if you remember, that Broad Street, Golden Square, and adjacent streets. He also concluded at that time that drinking water available to the public in this neighborhood was the source of deadly disease. Now, Snow reported this to the Board of Guardians of St. James's Parish on Thursday, September 7, 1855. And the following day, the Guardians had the handle of the public water pump near the square removed. Thus, the responsible official in London took immediate action to regulate the water, resulting in many, many lives saved. Today, the elected, but not the appointed officials in California, but the guardians of health and welfare of the citizens of the state, and they can act. And I'm urging, like they did in London, that the citizens ask their elected representative, like Senator Richard Mountjoy, in many orders to act, since there's a complete failure on behalf of the appointed officials in the state to do something about it.
Now, can the Senate or could the legislature of the state of California just say, as of tomorrow, we're going to take the handle off the pumps that has the MTB in it? In other words, you can no longer put out gasoline here in California with MTBE?
Not only they can, they should have done it a couple years ago before all 32 million Californians already been exposed for over now what appears to be 5 years. And you can't wait for epidemiological studies. You have too many bodies. You don't need to have too many people who will die. You know, anyone who has lost a relative from, say, cancer or friend knows how serious it is, how difficult, how much impact it makes on their family and their lives. They put the MTB in gasoline, and the cancers will come, and people will die.
And, of course, as Professor Melman has pointed out, at least in animals, this produces kidney tumors, leukemia, lymphoma, liver tumors, and the testicular tumors. So, we know that it does this in benzene. Actually, hits the animals that way. Have they actually done the animal studies with MTBE?
Yes, we have done 3 major studies in each of them, including MTBE metabolites. All three studies have shown that MTBE causes cancers in experimental animals. They also have shown that TBA metabolite of MTBE causes cancers in experimental animals. They also have shown that formaldehyde not only causes cancers in experimental animals, but also in humans. Here you have evidence that is unquestionable that will cause cancer, and the spinning that's going on is reprehensible. The statements that have been made by paid consultants should not be believed, because it's simply not the case.
What you're suggesting is that we have the best witnesses that money can buy, then.
It's the worst witnesses that money can buy. I simply don't understand what happened to the moral character, because some of them know better, and many of these, like I mentioned before, from California, were completely clueless. They were manipulated by the lobbies, paid oil industry consultants. Unless they're part of the scheme. I don't know. The answers will come at some other time when the investigation is conducted.
But there may be an awful lot of people who've died in the meantime unnecessarily.
But yes, and we don't know, but we will find out, and many more people will die. I'm very concerned about sensitive populations, people with asthma, people with respiratory disease, especially young children and pregnant women, because this chemical also causes birth defects. You will see that.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so very much. I hope we can call upon you again, because I think it's so vitally important we get your message out across America. Thank you so much, sir.
Have a good evening.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and for those of you who are a little shocked by what Dr. Melman said about the fact that this is a known carcinogen as far as animals, there's no reason why it won't carry over to humans in one small cluster with about 90 people in a great deal of contact with it. I think he said that there were three people who developed either leukemia or lymphomas, and it really doesn't make sense. I mean, why would they have introduced this in California when all the studies showed it was a carcinogen? Well, those of you who listened to our program yesterday with Dr. Brzezinski, Dr. Brzezinski has a very effective treatment for cancer, not a surgical treatment, not a chemotherapeutic treatment, but simple taking either intravenous or oral medication, and it cures cancer. And so what is the government doing? Now, remember, this is the same government agencies that are pushing MTB that produces tumor. Why, those same, I shouldn't say the same agencies, the EPA is pushing the MTBE, the Federal Drug Administration, is trying to shut down Dr. Brzezinski, who has a cure for cancer. You say, that doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. It's just that you can't understand the fact that there is a genocidal mentality loose within our society. That's why you need to get our population control agenda tapes. That's why you need to get our population control agenda monograph. That's why you need to get the Tuskegee studies, and you need to get copies of my interview with Dr. Brzezinski yesterday and a copy of this interview with Dr. Melman, and listen to it several times. I apologize because Dr. Melman was at a telephone. We didn't have the most clarity. He has a very deep voice, but it wasn't as clear as I wish it was. But his message should have come through loud and clear. Now, Dr. Melman is not just another professor. He holds three professorships. He is probably the leading toxicologist in the entire United States. He comes onto our program because he's trying to get this message out and having difficulty getting it out across America. Believe me, we're not talking about people in Africa dying. We're talking about people in California dying. We're not talking about a threat to others. We're talking about a threat to you and your family. You better get informed. You better get involved. But understand, it's a spiritual battle. And those people who are part of the genocidal mentality are also part of the spiritual battle. And on the dark side, pray for America and pray for our provision and our protection.